Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Go all right,
save
abroad.
Up all my money. Well, why don't you shut up and let me do the introduction?
No.
All right. Well, it's episode.
All right.
Oh my god. And it's episode.
Turn down your microphone, Martin. Sorry. Jesus.
Yeah. Do look at that. Episode 112. Talking hockey. Ty, it's Luke, Martin, and Eric. We figured out where he was. Were you in Mexico last week, Eric?
No, I was asleep. The week before, I was in Mexico.
We're like, yeah. Well, Eric's in Mexico, and then Martin's like, no, he's not. We're like, nah, we swear Eric's in Mexico. I just saw him on Instagram in Mexico like 2 days ago, so we assumed you were still there.
I was in Mexico 2 days ago. That is 2 days before you guys recorded the podcast. That is true. But like, tired. I was so tired when I got back. Like every day after work, I fell asleep like at like 6 or 6:30.
How did you finish work?
You normally
at
work
6?
Till 8. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't stay up. I was like, I'm so tired. I couldn't like function.
You didn't get any work calls at 11:30 p.m.
No, I did. I just ignored them. You know,
respectful.
You figured out how to turn off the ringer on that phone?
I did. I figured out my do not disturb. Actually, it's not even on right now, so I should probably turn it off.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your favorite producer, Luke, here to remind you to follow and subscribe on whatever streaming service you use. Leave a review on Apple, visit our website, talkinghockeypodcast.com, and follow us on Instagram at Talking Hockey for daily content. Now, let's get into today's episode with your favorite group of guys, Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin.
Anyway, we have our usual banter in the beginning, but today we're going to talk about the first round of the playoffs is finished. It just finished the other day. We'll give our little breakdowns of what happened in the series, and you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about off-season plans for some of the teams that, you know, that are out. Where
and
do
we
they
say
go
some
from
of
here?
The teams we mean one basically.
Yeah.
We mean
the
one
that's really in the news right now.
Yeah, the one that dominates the news. They'll dominate the news even when they're out of the playoffs. They'll be more talked about than any of the teams left in the playoffs.
Okay. So. Well, let's start there then. Why not just start there? Why not?
No,
just,
I think we should start with setting up. We should talk the playoffs first.
Yeah. Okay. So
I think.
How do you feel about? How did you guys enjoy the first round? Did anybody even watch anything?
This was the most
competitive
first round.
I watched a bunch. Once I got back.
In case you want to know about the ratings, that game 7 of the Penguins versus Rangers was the most viewed hockey game, like more viewed than like the Stanley Cup finals.
I did not watch that one. I was not around.
It was more viewed than anything last year. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what. Okay, sorry, I got to pull up the tweet.
I saw something that was like the most viewed on TNT ever.
Yeah, that would.
And TNT just
the most watched. It was the most watched so 2.3 million Americans watched Game 7 Penguins Rangers. It was the most watched non-cup final NHL game in 4 years.
Wow. I mean, that kind of makes sense. Those are big hockey.
Those are, yeah.
Especially New York, right?
So,
gigantic Game 7.
So I think if we're looking at our predictions that me and Martin and Luke gave, Avs versus Predators, what went about as expected. Avs were up 5-0 after the first period of game one, and you know it just
that set the tone for the rest.
That set the tone for the rest. I mean, there were the games getting closer.
Yeah.
Connor Ingram, you know, went in net, and I think he did a little bit better, but it was just an absolute smoke show.
I mean, no Saros.
Yeah, exactly. So no short King.
Even with Saros, they were getting.
I don't think McKinnon, that's good. I don't.
McKinnon
think
had 44 shots.
I don't think it's good
over the
for
the course of those four games.
I don't think it's good for Colorado though that they've been sitting so long. I think that's
well. It allowed Kemper to come back. Kemper got a stick to the eyeball or something like that.
Yeah.
St. Louis will give them a run.
St. Louis is going to be much better.
I've seen Louis
stiffer competition.
St. Louis and Minnesota were the best teams after the playoff deadline, right? We can't forget that. Like those, they had the best. They're the best performing teams after the deadline.
Well, it's nice that Binnington remembered how to
the
stop
trade
the puck
deadline,
as well.
Not the playoff deadline.
The trade deadline.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think they're a pretty deep team.
Yeah. I think St. Louis is going to beat Colorado.
Colorado. I mean, this happens every single year. I saw a really funny tweet where
they
it was
win
like
really handily in the first round and fuck up.
Yeah. And then McKinnon is like, it's like McKinnon puts up like 15 points against the second wild card team in the first round. Is he the best player in the league? Choke to the second round. Repeat.
Yeah.
They're the Leafs of the second round.
Yeah.
They're actually, they kind of are.
Except they have way,
at this point, they are, yes.
I was going to say they have way easier competition in the first round, but we had Montreal last year, so there's no
And Columbus the year before.
Yeah, yes. That wasn't even a playoff round. That was
that
just
wasn't, yeah, that wasn't even fuck. Yeah. But I like St. Louis's chances as long as Binnington keeps his shit together, which
and Binnington remember how to like stop a puck.
Yeah. Which is like a 50-50 chance if he continues with that. I don't know. The other does or he doesn't.
So. There are gonna be
when,
like
when it's human, it's definitely 50-50.
There are definitely gonna be two great rounds of hockey though. Battle of Alberta, Battle of Florida. I think those are gonna be good. Battle of Florida last year was like so many penalty minutes. Just
Alberta I'm revved up for. Like holy Calgary's been good all playoffs.
Well,
and they just got stopped by Onder. I feel like Calgary could run away if McDavid doesn't do something.
Markstrom really had a really good series against Dallas. If we're moving on,
he was kind of outshadowed by Onder being like absolutely insane.
But I think Markstrom had the second or third best performance out of goalies in the first round, right?
I've never seen
the only reason Calgary didn't score more goals was because of fucking Ottinger. They had like 60 shots.
I have never seen a goalie as dialed in as Ottinger was in Game 7. Like, yeah. I know they lost. I know that was a sick shot by Johnny Gaudreau, but like that entire game, it was just Ottinger making insane saves. And then I think it was two games before where he robbed Tyler Toffoli, like diving backwards. I've never seen a goalie this dialed in.
Now they get to play Mike Smith. I mean, Mike Smith had a good first round too.
And Mike
Don't
Smith also, I know, but I mean,
I think
also,
even though
I
was talking
shit, three
Mike Smith
times.
Was like fourth best goalie of the first round.
He got lit up a couple times by LA, right? Like I think they won 5-0.
I was talking shit the entire
LA,
time.
LA has
and it's
no
LA.
Scoring.
Yeah, like, LA is I think LA was
especially
probably the weakest
Arvidsson.
Team. LA was the weakest team in the playoffs, right?
So yeah. Quick touch on.
I'd
quick
say
going back.
Nashville's better than LA, but
quick, yeah. Quick, go back to the St. Louis and Colorado series. I mean, did anyone watch St. Louis versus Minnesota? It was.
I only watched one of
those
games.
That was the least watched. Like,
yeah,
that was
which is bad because like it was like probably one of the best matchups going into it. I don't think it lived up to the expectations. Kaprizov went off in that series. I think he had like 8 goals in the 6 games, and then and that was pretty good. And so
I mean, Minnesota, the real interesting thing is like, what does Minnesota do now, right?
Is that
like they have to extend Fiala?
Who's Ty looking at? Who's he flirting with over there?
I'm not looking at anybody.
That's a
lie.
This is why I had to go in the office. I got in the private.
He's got all of his insurance women with him. The insurance 10.
We were also saying, Ty, that is your athleticism also like an insurance 8, but like a normal world like 3?
I hit a home run in the last softball game, so I mean,
it is.
Ty said he would rather have Gautham in his game than me, and that was a fact.
Well,
like,
yeah,
Gautham hasn't played baseball ever.
I don't. Gautham can throw the ball further than anybody I've ever seen. So
yeah,
I mean,
but that's what true. What's the point of having someone who could throw the ball far in softball?
Have you seen the arm strength of the average person.
Sure, but like that strength versus being able to like hit a ball or pitch or.
Gautam would never be able to field a ball. So I mean,
well, you know what? We can hide him in the outfield.
Luke is the Prince Fielder of, like, he could just go Prince.
Okay,
Fielder,
you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what? This is besides the point. No one needs to play today.
Calgary Edmonton. No, I mean, I thought that Dallas series was.
Wait, let's finish Minnesota and St. Louis.
Why?
Well, nobody really cares.
We're talking about the next series, not
I gave
the
my
last
thoughts
series.
On it.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's interesting where Minnesota goes from here because we have talked about this before, but they have like
12.7 million dead cap space or whatever it is.
12.7 million dead cap space, and then they have to accept Gala.
They shouldn't have fucking traded for Fleury is their problem right there. And it didn't work. Boom.
Bye. I mean, he's a UFA though.
Yeah.
I know. He's but UFA, like so. They wasted a first rounder on Fleury, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, if anyone could waste a first rounder, it's probably the best prospect pool in the NHL. Like Minnesota is probably the best, right? So I don't harbor too many negative issues with them over there.
But they traded for, like, this is the year they needed to go for it because they have 14 mil dead next year.
Yeah. They needed
another scorer next this year, and they didn't do it. And
Martin hopes they dump Fiala to Ottawa.
Yes, I do.
Trade him for their first round pick this year.
Yes, that is what I'm hoping. Yes.
Okay, so who do you think wins between St. Louis and Colorado? Let's actually talk about the next round.
I think St. Louis. I think I agree with Luke.
I think
I'm going to go Colorado. I'm going to say it's Colorado's time.
Yeah.
It's their time.
That's what we said about the Leafs.
I know.
Yeah, well.
Colorado is a little different.
I didn't honestly believe in the Leafs either. I just, like, you know.
It was looking good.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get to the Leafs. We'll get to the Leafs.
Yeah.
We'll get to
okay. Keep going. Calgary, Edmonton.
I think Calgary has to win this five.
Calgary's got this.
Yeah.
Calgary's got
this. It's insane.
Edmonton's not a good team. Like, they won a round, sure, which is great for them, but I will stick with this. They played the weakest team in the
And they went to game seven. Against the weakest team, yeah.
Yeah.
Because of their goaltending.
Did you say LA's a stronger team than Dallas?
I think Dallas is a stronger team than LA.
Really?
Yeah.
I think LA has good depth pieces. But
Dallas has some good pieces, man. Like, that Heiskanen kid in game seven, he was looking like he wants – like, I was so scared he was going to end it, like, multiple times. I was like, Heiskanen's going down the fucking ice. And about to end it here.
And Dallas is doing a great job of, like, kind of on the fly rebuilding almost. Like, their next core, their old core is moving out. Sagan, Ben, Radulov, Klingberg, they're all moving out. And then Heiskanen, Jason Robertson, Rupe Hintz, Ottinger.
The discovery of Ottinger, yes.
Yeah.
It's huge for them.
And and honestly, like, all those guys came out of their, 2017 draft?
We'll talk about fucking Dallas.
I think Calgary wins.
Calgary, Edmonton, Calgary. I have Calgary.
Yeah, I have Calgary. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless McDavid has another
I think it's close.
Draisaitl is hurt too. And that's not to be overlooked, obviously, considering it goes McDavid, Draisaitl, and then huge way
drop
down
off.
Here. Evander Kane a little lower.
Evander Kane's been good. He's been point per game.
But defensively, just nothing. And they have the worst goaltending.
They also, like, the only reason they beat LA was because they got very good goaltending from Mike Smith, out of all people.
Like, Calgary has three 40 goal scorers that they shoot a lot, and Mike Smith can't handle 50 shots a game. I'm sorry. Like, no way.
So, yeah, Calgary's a much better built team, better coached.
Yeah.
Okay. We can break down the Florida Washington series, or we can just talk about Florida Tampa. What do you guys want to
do? I want to talk about Florida Washington. Like, I know that Florida won in six games, right? But Washington had a chance to go up 3-1 in that series. Like, they missed an empty netter that ended up it hit the side of the net and called back an icing, and on that face off, Florida tied the game and then won it in OT.
Yeah.
So that series almost didn't go Florida's. I think Florida also won like three overtime games, I feel like. At least two.
Yeah, it was at least
two times.
Against by far the worst team in the East.
Florida loves overtime.
I know. But I mean, yeah. Thankfully it's not 3-on-3 for the rest of the league, but like Washington wasn't a good team. And it's not like they ever blew them out. Actually, they got blown out like 6-1 in one of the games.
Yeah, they did. Florida, like, I think their issue is just that their game isn't really built for the playoffs as much. Right? Like, ignoring the 3-on-3 overtime wins and stuff, like, they're very run and gun. What did you say?
I said, okay, boomer.
Well, I mean, it's true. Right? Like, the run and gun game, refs screw that all up because the running gun game gets you a lot of penalties. You know, you're playing fast, and then the refs all screwed that up. And then teams decide they just want to clog the neutral zone and, like, you know, play boring hockey like Washington does in the playoffs. So,
I think it was a lot closer than Florida could just score at will.
Like, yeah, it's true. There were some times where Washington was up like 3 goals and Florida just came back and won.
Dom from The Athletic tweeted out when it was like 3-0 in game 6, like, by Florida. And then it was like after the first period, and then Florida scored 5 goals in the second period.
It's just their offensive depth. There's no other team with their offensive depth. Like, nobody's even close. Like, they're playing like guys with 30 goals on their third line.
They also never relax. Like, they never take
a break.
They're always coming at you hard. Toronto, Tampa. Martin's getting some Schadenfreude or whatever it's called right now, for sure.
Listen, pleasure from our pain. It's not fair because.
And now we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
And now we'll get back into the show. Martin's getting some Schadenfreude or whatever it's called right now, for sure.
Listen, pleasure from our pain. It's not fair because, I don't know, man. They deserve
it. Am I going to cry on the podcast?
I'm going to cry. Reliving these memories, I'm going to cry.
Like, at least you were surrounded by friends.
Yeah. Game 6, Tampa gets gifted that 5-on-3 on two plays that weren't even penalties, right?
Well, the second one was. Hedman, the Kerfoot one is definitely a penalty.
Hedman threw the stick in his own face.
Yeah, but like, you still have to control your own stick. That one I'm more inclined to call a penalty. The first one is definitely not a penalty.
Yeah, the first one was garbage.
Yeah, and so anyway, they score on that. They score on that.
Moving pick.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the high stick in game 6. Okay, what about, Martin, what about Matthews getting his jersey tugged on for 10 seconds? What about Bunting getting hit in the face in front of the net right before
that? I was more upset about that. Almost every goal that Tampa scored in the last 3 games, you could call a penalty on them in that same play.
Yeah. There was even interference on 2 of those goals.
Yeah.
But like normal interference that usually doesn't get called where you
can go 99%. Game 7. 99%. Yeah. Killorn was holding onto Muzzin's stick on the game winning goal.
I'm sorry. The only
okay, I don't want to. You know what? I don't want
to. The only thing that matters is what they call. What they don't call doesn't matter. So you can't talk about it. It's basically the logic of morons.
And everybody, people who aren't Leafs fans were even saying evolving wild. Even
like Andrew Berkshire, who's a Montreal fan, huge Habs fans, like what the fuck, like that goal should have won, like all that kinds of stuff. Like,
I mean, they had two games to win and they didn't.
Oh, that's not an excuse for bad officiating, man.
They deserve better. So there were chokes. Montreal was a choke, right? Columbus was
Montreal's for sure. You can't blame refereeing. Can't blame anything, even without Tavares.
Let's use Martin's logic. Let's use Martin's logic against him. Right? The Ottawa Senators had 82 games to make the playoffs, and they did it. But they're not a bad team.
They lost so many one-goal games, Luke. You just don't understand.
Well, actually, there were two goal games, but one goal was an empty netter.
It's only a one-goal game, actually. And then the three-goal losses, like one was an like two.
People make excuses for
two empty net losses.
No. My point is people make excuses for their teams all the time, whether it's injury, yada, yada, yada. The officiating was objectively bad. Objectively. Yeah.
And I've never seen a team get called so many penalties like in the playoffs. Like the Leafs were consistently getting seven penalties against them. Didn't they go 0-18
on penalties themselves, on PPs?
They didn't have a good power play.
They didn't have a good power play. That's another thing. Like, there you go. Tampa wasn't getting called for the same things that the Leafs were. Right? Like, it was absurd, the calls that were going against the Leafs.
The only one I specifically remember is the Justin Holl call.
Which is a joke. An absolute joke.
It's absolutely not. He needed to stop.
He did stop.
No, he didn't. He fucking kept moving.
He stopped. He stopped before he was ran into.
Wasn't going to match up to Tavares anyways. He was behind. Like, it didn't impact the play.
He literally had a stride before hitting the dude.
He was too behind him for it to matter at that point. Like,
Hall stopped before he hit Cirelli.
I agree. It doesn't per se matter that he hit him.
It probably is a penalty.
It was a penalty.
But how many times does that get called? It
gets called for a penalty. That's the issue.
This is the Dano Chara special.
It was a pretty obvious penalty.
That happens 20 times a game.
When I saw the goal, I was like, oh, fuck, they scored a goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was livid.
On top of that, even if it is a penalty and it is a penalty by definition, Cirelli wasn't getting to Tavares. Like, he wasn't.
Yeah, that doesn't change. I agree it's a penalty. I agree that they never call that. I agree that there was a time when Nylander, about two shifts later, chips the puck past foot, gets held onto, and no call.
On a potential breakaway.
Exact same thing happened on the Game 5 goal.
Where Ryan McDonagh pushes over, or not, exactly. Where Ryan McDonagh scores. Hagel throws him. Kalorn was holding Muzzin's stick in the corner.
And you know what? I probably wouldn't even call it a penalty, because guess what? It happens 20 times a game. So, that was the issue. I don't want to spend this episode talking about refereeing.
We should listen to Luke's suggestion. Why didn't we ask the refs after the game?
Oh, so now ties on that.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, the officiating was objectively bad all series. I would say it goes for both teams, but more on the Leaf side. Anyways,
that's a three-goal swing you're talking about, man. Good.
Yeah, that was a very big swing in a game. That was objectively a big
point. This is why people that are talking about how the Leafs should tear it down are like crazy.
Who's
like,
talking about tearing it down though?
A lot of people are, everyone
on Twitter.
Awful decision.
JD Bunkus is probably the biggest moron out there right now.
Since 6-0 is on it right now.
I've blocked like so many people because I just can't take their takes right now. Anyways,
I don't think we should have gone into the Leafs just yet, but we should move on.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to move on. All I'm saying is,
and then like, go back.
If that goal goes in, we're not even having the conversation, right? Like, if the Leafs win the series, we're not even talking about breaking it down. That's the difference between one goal in a playoff series is crazy.
Okay, so let's talk about Florida-Tampa. That's going to be the best series to watch.
Yeah,
it was the best series last year.
Other than Calgary and Edmonton, that might be interesting too. But those are the two series to watch. Like, everyone's going to be watching those, right?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Honestly,
you want to know something stupid?
Tampa winning it, But
no, Tampa's gonna. I think Tampa wins.
I'm not confident in it.
You want to know something dumb?
Vaz hasn't looked insane.
Vasilevsky's been awful.
Yeah.
Listen, he needs to be insane. They have a back to back in this series. That's how terrible the scheduling is. Game 3 and 4 really? Is a back to back in Tampa. Yep.
That's stupid dumb. As fuck. Why?
At least it's in Tampa.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah. I think they should do more back
in Tampa.
I think back to back should only be for the home team and at home.
But that's still a joke. Like, you're in the playoffs. It is a joke. And watch one of the games go, like, watch game 3 go 5 overtimes, right?
Yeah. You just know it's going to happen.
Is there a two-day break?
And then a two-day break after that to game 5.
There must be a concert or something in Tampa.
But that's just such bad scheduling, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Tampa's organization should. But they should fuck your concert. Yeah. Move it.
Well, Tampa would own the arena. Like, the owner of the
stadium. They don't necessarily.
Well, you know what?
Even if they own it, like, if you have freaking, I don't know, someone huge coming.
Does the NBA do back-to-backs and playoffs? I don't think they've ever seen that.
Yeah, but they're a bunch of, like, they're just.
NBA is also way bigger than the NHL.
Also, plans do change. There was a concert scheduled that in Toronto, like someone, I forget who it was, and they were like, it was Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had to move his comedy special or something like that.
Yeah, but usually that comes from their side, not the venue side. At least usually.
I think that would come from the venue side because they had to move it because of the Leafs game.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But Toronto has that clout to kick. But it's also like Toronto and Kevin Hart in Toronto in comparison to the Leafs.
They probably make more money off the Leafs.
Kevin Hart is huge, obviously.
Yeah. Kevin Hart's, yeah.
But I think anyways, there's less money to be made at a comedy show than a Leafs.
Yes. There's more people getting drunk at a fucking Leafs game.
At least playoff game.
Hey, I got hammered when I went and saw Kevin Hart, and it was a great
Eric, think of it this way. Like, how many shots? You're watching hammered. a Leafs
gin
playoff game?
Gin and tonic. Oh, no, where are they called?
Do you actually think Kevin Hart's funny?
Tonics from Joey's. I'm hashtag not sponsored, but good time. Had about 8 of them before Kevin Hart. It was, yeah. He was really funny.
But how many would you need to watch a Leafs playoff game live?
I would need
guy that got in a fight after the game.
Wait, no, Eric, no, I need to know this. Do you actually think Kevin Hart's funny, or is it just that you're both short? Like,
It's probably we're both short, but I was also drunk. So
okay.
Short and drunk together.
Kevin Hart has become like less and less funny as time's gone on.
I also saw him like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Like, it was a while back.
Okay.
5 years ago. He was, and that special I actually generally think is funny because I watched
it. So we think, who do we think is going to win between Florida and Tampa?
Tampa.
I have Tampa in my bracket, but Florida could pull a huge upset if Vasilevsky.
Watch, Tampa's going to win. Florida's going to lose, and everyone's going to make excuses for Florida, saying, "Well, at least they lost it in the second round to the Stanley Cup winners from last year." I'm already predicting it.
We'll talk. We'll get back to this in a second.
Carolina, Boston.
Yeah, that was a boring series.
Carolina.
Was it not? I watched 2 games from that series.
From everything I read on Twitter, every game was like, you knew the team was going to win based on like the first period. Like, Carolina was going to win the first 2 games. Boston was the better team clearly in the first period of the game 3 and 4, and like back and forth. That seemed how it went. Was only the home team that won the entire round?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. It wasn't a very interesting series.
But it still went 7 games. I mean, Boston's biggest weakness was in net, I'd say. Right? Like, Ronta outplayed Swayman and Ullmark.
Honestly, Boston needed better scoring as well.
Bergeron,
Boston should know next year.
Depends if Bergeron retires.
You can tell Boston was missing a second line center.
Krejci. Krejci.
Yeah, like you knew, you could tell.
They're going from no second line center potentially next year to no fucking centers at all, basically.
Yeah, I mean, like, Bergeron's coming back.
No, I don't know, man. He might retire. He's still so good that he might just call it a career, and before he starts his, you know, big decline.
I think guys like Crosby and stuff said, like, I don't want to play to a point where I'm. No
Crosby said he
good.
Wants to play like 3 more years, which would be like 36.
Still be good at that point.
Yeah.
Bergeron.
Yeah, Bergeron's 36 right now. So that might Bergeron, be
Bergeron, I could see just falling off a cliff
at some point. I mean, if Bergeron doesn't come back, then Boston has to tear it down. Yes. Right? Like, that's over
won't.
For them.
They won't.
They I think they'd have to. Won't. They'd have to. Like,
oh, they have man. McAvoy.
You don't
have
a choice. Like, yeah. Your Bergeron's your team. Like,
you're going to trade Marchand?
Yeah, I
they're
would.
Gonna, they're going
to have to because Marchand wouldn't stick around for a rebuild. He'd be like,
I mean, he probably wouldn't want to. Yeah, I mean, if I'm Boston and Bergeron's gone, your team's done. Like, let's, like, Marchand, you go. Pasternak stays around. Hall, you're gone. Coyle, you're gone. I mean, you probably can't move. Actually, you probably can't move Coyle, to be honest.
I'd keep McAvoy, of course.
Yeah, you keep McAvoy and Pasternak and maybe, like, you know, some fringe guys making $1-2 million.
They don't have a goalie to keep up in the playoffs.
Yeah. Like, and then you try to trade guys like Marchand and stuff for high picks in this and next year's draft.
Okay, move on.
Move on. New York, Pittsburgh. New York should not have won this series.
That was the most one-sided
Pittsburgh
playoff.
Pittsburgh played a third
matchup string, other than
third string
Nashville,
goalie.
Colorado.
Yeah.
For fucking
the
four
expected
games,
I know
games.
Okay, I know people hate this, the New York Post Louis made comments Domingue. About analytics and stuff, but Pittsburgh was the dominant team every game.
For sure.
They controlled play, they controlled the goals for like 65-35% on average, it seemed like. People will say, well, who won? Guys, shut the fuck up.
You don't
up.
Need analytics to see that they, like,
yeah.
Like it
and
so
it wasn't
obvious.
Even, it wasn't even it was so that, Shesterkin or what's his name? That's not Shesterkin, is it?
Yeah. Who are you talking about?
Yeah.
Shesterkin and Sorokin.
Shesterkin
confused.
Wasn't even like that.
He wasn't even
good. He wasn't dominant. He wasn't Ottinger. It was just that Pittsburgh had to play Louis Domingue, and they lost Crosby for two games.
Or was it only one game?
It was two.
One. He played game seven.
Yeah, he played game seven. So, yeah, I think they lost him in game five, so half a game five or whatever it was.
So, yeah, game and a half.
Game and a half.
But, no, like,
so,
that was
know,
not –
you're missing your best player. There was a couple other injuries that Pittsburgh had as well, and some of that stuff was some dirt. Like Gensel was out for a bit, and that was from Trouba freaking elbowing him in the
it
the elbow?
He hit him in the head.
I thought that hit was. I didn't think it was dirty.
I think Trouba has a history with some dirty headshots.
Trouba has
He has a bad history with that. So overall, New York had no business winning that, but.
I think they're going to get run by Carolina.
Yeah, I hope they do. Like,
I
fuck
they
New
do
York.
Too.
They have
they had,
no business
they had no,
being here. Yeah. Like, didn't they just have first-round pick last year? Like, fuck.
No, yeah, they first.
That sounds like some Ottawa Senators jealousy.
Oh,
But, yeah. I mean, they were good after the trade deadline. Like, they started
to
pick up their analytics, and then they just get run by a Mike Sullivan
It's because
team.
Pittsburgh's a better team. They're a better coach team. They're a more experienced team.
Do you think like Pittsburgh everything. Does anything in the offseason kind of drastic now that
so,
they got new ownership?
Everything's changing in Pittsburgh this offseason.
Yeah,
Letang doesn't have a deal. Malkin doesn't have a deal. Russ doesn't have a deal.
Yeah.
Apparently, they offered – Malkin and Letang like 5x3 or something like that.
Yeah, and Crosby was offended for them.
Yeah, which
it's,
is like
it's also
offensive.
Fenway Sports is just the cheap, like they're money ball to the heavy, right? Mm. So like they're not paying Malkin based on previous things.
I mean, Malkin's
awesome.
Still point per game this year. Like he's
injury prone, like one he hasn't played a full season ever.
Yeah.
So
and Letang really hasn't
Letang,
either. So
Letang too. And they're both old. Like
I would think 3x5 is actually fair value.
Yeah.
No. Exactly. No.
You think they're worth more?
No, you gotta be at least at like 7 for something close to fair value. Just like Malkin was still point per game. Like I get he's gonna miss 10 games or something like that. But
at least
If Toronto didn't have Tavares and we were like, we could bring in Malkin for $7 million for 3 years, I'd do it.
I think that's a good deal. I think Letang is also really good still.
And then doesn't so that's 7 million.
I think Pittsburgh will bring back Letang. I think they sort something out with Letang. I think Malkin's done.
No, Pittsburgh. I think they're going to bring both back.
I could see Malkin going back to Russia.
They have $18 million going into next year.
I don't see Malkin going back to Russia. Absolutely. I see someone throwing money at Malkin. Absolutely throwing money at Malkin.
What if he goes to Washington?
They have 30 million cap space going into next year.
He could go to Washington and partner up with Ovechkin.
No, he's staying in Pittsburgh for sure.
Malkin?
I don't think so.
Malkin's not going anywhere.
But we'll talk
they have
about
$30 million
again.
In cap space. We'll they can make it work.
After
they
playoffs.
Have contracts they can move. They can move Kapanen. They can move. They can not sign back Russ.
Okay.
They can.
Do you think they fire the coach?
I hope they fire Mike Sullivan because that would be a huge. He's such a good coach.
Oh, you hope.
I hope he does.
No, there's absolutely.
They could.
Is he the only coach you'd fire?
What is that? Four first round losses in a row? Three first round losses in a row?
Choked by Tristan Jarry last year.
I think I don't think Mike Sullivan should be fired at all. But
Do you think Sheldon Keefe should be fired?
No, I also don't think Sheldon Keefe should be fired. No.
I think Sheldon Keefe should be fired if Mike Sullivan's fired. I think we should get Mike Sullivan.
I mean, also yes, I do.
There's only like three coaches I would want over Keefe, and I think it's Bruce Cassidy, John Cooper, and.
Sullivan.
And Mike Sullivan.
I don't even think I'd want Cassidy over Keefe.
No, you don't want Trotz on the Leafs.
I don't want Trotz. He's too defensive.
Would not be good for the Leafs.
Mike Sullivan
suffocated Barzal.
Mike
the only offensive
guy
in the Islanders head.
Barzal got
rid of perfect for Leafs.
Trotz. Yeah.
Mike Sullivan's a perfect fit for
Leafs. Okay, so Carolina, New York.
Unfortunately,
I think
Carolina wins, unfortunately.
Me too.
Carolina's winning. I don't like that.
Yeah. Carolina walks them.
Yeah, I think Carolina dominates.
Because isn't Freddie supposed to come back, or is it Freddie Dunzo?
I think I don't think Freddie's coming back
at all.
Not from what I've read. Could be wrong.
True.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
That's injury to the max. What a bum! Jeez.
So we all have Carolina, Tampa. Some of us have St. Louis versus Calgary. Although some of us have Colorado versus Calgary.
Also, just one thing to note on Carolina, that Kotkaniemi contract, not looking good.
No.
Mm-hmm. They just did it out of spite. Yeah,
no,
I know.
No.
But they
this year at $6 million, but they signed him to an 8-year deal at 4.8, and it literally goes till 2030. And he's not a $4.8 million player.
No.
I don't know what they were doing.
Doesn't
with
have
that.
A point. He didn't have a point in the first round.
Yeah. And I mean, even ignoring that, he wasn't that great in the regular season either. Like that's a guy you lock up for like $3 million or something long term, maybe. Not 4.8, like huge overpay. But anyways, continue.
I don't have anything else. I guess the only thing.
On to the Leafs?
Yeah, I guess that's the only thing. I made a list.
Talk about every team's futures that's like out now, though.
No, like I can't do.
Ty has 20 minutes, and Ty could spend 20 minutes on the Leafs.
No, we're not spending 20 minutes on the Leafs.
Okay, we can spend 10 minutes on the Leafs, and then I'll leave.
Okay.
I made a list. Do we want to go over the list I made?
Sure. Let's hear what Luke wants to. Well, first off, let's address like what's happening.
Okay.
Like, everyone's saying.
Because today was the exit interviews.
Yeah, and today was the exit interviews. Management basically said they're not going to be making huge changes. They believe in the group, yada, yada, yada. Keep staying. Dubas is staying as far as what everything's being shown.
Yeah.
Which
and that's coming from Shanahan, which is probably true then.
Yeah, I'd guess it's true. Exactly. So nothing big happening. That doesn't mean like no big move could possibly happen. It just means that they're not like, you know, they're not like, okay, we need to fucking just completely change this roster.
Which
and
is good.
I agree with that, but it seems like the majority opinion outside of Leafs Nation is change everything.
And they're moronic.
Like and then it seems like Leafs Nation's like half-half or like maybe. Like
I personally
something like that.
Think it's crazy that you look at this team and think that they couldn't have gone all the way.
No, yeah. I think the Leafs show the power of luck in hockey.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean the power of
having
unlucky.
No luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. But like, yeah. but the power just of luck in general.
If Tampa had won the series 4-1, then I'm pro.
And they suck. Yeah, they need to look at. And they didn't show up in any of the elimination games.
If they didn't
right?
show up in game 6 and 7, I would have been pro burn it down.
We
I
thought
they
ready. Were the better we team. We were ready to burn it down six. In game 5 when they were down 2-0 in the first
yeah.
period.
Oh, yeah, we were. Yeah. We were. Like, we were ready
didn't
to burn
Tampa
it down.
Go up 2-0 in 2 games in a row? And
yeah,
came back
in 6. Yeah. Yeah. The game 6 was. The game 5 was a deserved
That's
up 2-0. The game
me,
6 was, like, not a deserved. I don't think as deserved. But yeah, the Leafs came back. They showed heart. They showed grit. They showed everything. They were the better team in period 3 of game 7 by far. Yeah, Tampa was just clogging every shooting lane. Like, I thought they were the better team all game 7 for the most part.
The deserve a win meter was like 70%.
All series except 2 games, they were the better team.
Yeah.
The ones that they didn't show up for. But at the same time, Tampa didn't show up for 2 of the games as well, right?
Yeah.
It was like game 2 games Leafs didn't show up, 2 games Tampa, and then 3 games that were relatively
even.
Even. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least there were periods. I thought it was a boring
I don't think
series.
Anyone can complain about – they can complain about specific players and everything like that. And
all you can
games,
complain
or
about
even
this
specific
year?
Lines that didn't really produce throughout. But like the team overall showed up, did their job. They got beat by maybe luck, refereeing, great team that knows how to play in the playoffs, all that kind of stuff. A legitimate NHL
They were
dynasty.
Unlucky because when you couldn't have had a worse first-round matchup because the Leafs are maybe at worst, what, the 6th-best team, and Tampa's at worst, like, the 8th-best team in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both are within the
and
top
And that's being,
10.
Like, at like as judgmental yeah. as you can be.
You yeah. More likely, they're more like the – third and fifth,
five.
Mess, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So, yeah. And you had to play that in the first round, who just came off back-to-back cup wins.
Yeah. I think there
matchup.
Was only really like 2 noticeably bad Leaf players the entire series. And I would say those are Engvall and Mikheyev. And I don't think they
Kerfoot.
Were, I thought they were subpar. Kerfoot was good.
Kerfoot had good moments and awful moments. That, yeah. His issue was just like,
his 2 awful moments were goals against in game 6 and game 7. And those are bad moments. Like,
yeah.
I don't think he's a bad player. I think you kind of move on from him. But
I think he's not. I mean, if you look at the Leafs roster, like, there's a few I think it's continuing to make a few adjustments on the edges. Like,
yeah. Okay, so now I'll go through my list. Now
yeah,
we've
so
got
now,
that context.
Luke, go through your list.
All right, 1, dump Mrazek cap anywhere. I don't care where you put it. I don't care yeah. if you trade it to Arizona for an ASU girl. I honestly don't care.
Martin's all for that deal. Martin's a Leafs fan if that happens.
Bring that to Matt for Matthews. I don't care what you got to do with the Mrazek cap hit. Dump it. 2, if you can sign Jack for under 3.5 a year, that's good.
Or don't
if,
sign him.
If not, let him walk.
No. You got to get it. You can't not spend more than like he's gonna get make 4.5 million or something like that.
Okay,
man,
when you look at it
49 games, injury, subpar goaltending that we were able to outscore for 3 months of those 49 games. He was atrocious.
Yeah, but what are the options, right?
The options, nothing. I mean, Marc-Andre Fleury? Marc-Andre
no,
Fleury?
We're not going Fleury.
You trade for
Ottinger? 38-year-old
You trade
Fleury?
Someone for Ottinger? I don't know.
I throw up. Okay, Ottinger's like untouchable, I think, after this playoff run.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Ottinger's untouchable. Like,
all I'm saying is you're not paying like over $5 million for Jack.
I don't think. He'd
I mean,
be
if you said, I think in your list you had 3.5.
I do
it's
have 3.5. I have 3.5, and I'm gonna stick with 3.5.
I agree with Luke.
I would
if you,
love
if
Jack.
If you get
Jack
Campbell
3.
For like 3 years at like 4.5 or 4, like you're okay with that.
I'm okay with 4.
The team plays
4.5
well.
4.5 I think is an overspend. 4.5 is an overspend.
And Jack Campbell showed up in the playoffs for the most.
That's
part.
Right.
No, okay, I disagree. I don't think he was bad, but he outperformed Vasilevskiy by like 0.001 save percentage, and it was still in the 800s or like
and
a low 900.
And we all said earlier this pod, Vaz sucked. So
yeah.
The, is outperforming and, yeah. very good.
And my biggest worry was that Vasilevskiy could steal a game, steal a series. He didn't do that. Like you could argue game 7,
he did very well in game 7.
He
was
the better
goalie,
but
he
was, I don't think he stole a game.
He was a good goalie in game 7.
Yeah. He was the goalie that you expect most of the time that he
the
wasn't.
The thing is,
in
there is no Vasilevskiy available, right? So if you look at, like, who are they going to – Like, I can't think of any goalies available in the offseason that they can grab. And they don't have anyone internal. If they had a Onger in the system, if they had a Shesterkin or a Sorokin or anything in the system.
But like, Jack okay, still needs a backup, too. Like, yeah, he needs a good backup.
Sjogren's not going to cut it, that's for
I think,
sure.
I mean, maybe.
There's no option. Maybe like, can you guys think of? Can you guys think of any alternative to Jack Campbell?
I don't have a list of upcoming.
There's no. UFA I don't. Goals. I can't think of anything. Like, there's not an alternative.
Which isn't good. If Jack Campbell's people listen to this, they'll be like, "Oh, give him fucking six."
No, yeah. But if it goes to six, you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna go freaking rookie. In that yeah. I have to.
Maybe you trade Sandin for like you know a goalie and a forward. Uh-oh. Looking at the Leafs D,
Ty parting with Sandin.
I don't know, man. Looking at the Leafs D okay. and Liljegren being good and their left.
I mean, if they bring back Gio, like yeah. you can you probably have to move one of Liljegren and Sandin, and Liljegren's the one that you want to keep.
Let me go through my list, okay? I'm gonna yeah. have to rapid fire this a bit more. Okay, number three. See what value Kerfoot has on the trade market. That doesn't mean trade him. I just said see what
he has value.
What he has, I know, but see what it is. Number four, basically talked to Tavares about giving Matthews the C for next year. I think it's time. I think that was probably always their plan. I don't think they ever thought that Tavares would be the captain all the way through.
Give it to Spezza. But... Fuck Tavares and Matthews.
No. And then four A is explore moving Tavares.
I don't think that's realistic.
I'm not saying it's realistic. I'm just saying explore it. Like, see what's out there. See what
see
the market
if you can
is.
Trade him to Pittsburgh for Malkin.
Yeah, that's definitely Malkin. Not going to happen. But like, if you can package Tavares and Sandin or something for something, I think there's possibilities.
Yes, the wave is no move though.
Like, I know it's probably not going to happen, but I still think you should do it. Okay, number five. See how you can move on from Muzzin. I think he's just too many injuries.
He
see
was really good in the playoffs him. Though.
Yeah, but you were talking, Ty, we have so many clips probably of you talking about how bad he was all season long.
He was bad all season, but I mean, I care about the Leafs could like, they could just, you know, not
play well
next year. The
Leafs have an automatic spot.
They have an automatic in the playoffs.
For the next couple years because Detroit's going to suck, Ottawa's going to continue to suck, Montreal's going to continue to suck,
Boston's going to fall off. Yeah.
Boston's maybe Buffalo gets better, but like Buffalo, I mean, Buffalo got a lot of insanely good luck this year.
Ottawa will be better than Buffalo next year. Fuck you guys.
Okay. Continue. Moving on to number six. Resign we'll Gio see. For yeah. like $2 million.
I think he wants to come back, million. So I think that's easy.
Yeah. Number seven, shoot Simmons and Clifford into the sun.
Okay.
Or give them player development roles. Yes. I think we all agree with that one.
Get them out of there. Yeah.
Try and upgrade
FYI,
on McKay and Engvall.
Clifford has two more years.
he's a three-man.
So you just throw him into the AHL. Yeah.
I think he's like a two-way player, isn't he? He's on a two-way contract. Maybe not. Yeah. But. Try and upgrade on McKay of an Engvall because they were quite bad in the playoffs. Like
they had a good. They started
gods,
off well.
But
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
They can't score.
I think they have to replace them. But like, I'm not opposed to bringing them back next year.
I would rather keep Kerfoot and trade those two or get rid of those two than keep those two. And
they
trade
had Kerfoot. Good regular seasons though. That's my issue.
Yeah.
And I get they
I think
didn't
they might have
the playoffs,
priced themselves out.
Need,
they
but...
might have priced themselves out to fit under this roster.
Well, I think Kerfoot. If anyone's priced themselves out, it's Kerfoot.
That's true.
He's not playing center. He's playing wing. He didn't improve the top six. Like when
he
was on the line with Tavares and Nylander,
year.
He wasn't very good. Right? Like he didn't make that line much better. So if anyone's priced himself out, it's not Mikheyev and Engvall. It's Kerfoot.
Well, I think that they've priced themselves up in an upward is what I mean. Like, you know, like
so
they're going to ask for more than we can pay them, I think is what I meant
so
by
I,
that.
Oh.
I heard stuff that they... Yeah. Not that anyone in Leafs organization was talking about, but people around the Leafs are talking about Marner center with Tavares.
No, never gonna happen.
Matthews.
No, can't do it.
Marner's
no,
not a center. No. Marner's not a center. He doesn't have the skill sets of a center.
No, he can't play in the middle.
Ty, you had Marner in the center of your cap.
Yeah,
That was a joke I found on Twitter. Actually, it wasn't even me who did it. So
okay, because it was awful.
Anyway,
yeah, I hate
more thought, Luke, and then I gotta go.
Yeah, one more. It's the last thought. Don't worry. Only get rid of Keefe. We kind of talked about earlier. Only get rid of Keefe if Mike Sullivan gets fired in Pittsburgh.
I agree.
I think that's the only coaching upgrade other than John Cooper, which is obviously untouchable.
I think he's gotten the best out of everyone he needed to get the best out of.
Yeah. I didn't like some of his quotes in the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. And I didn't like some of his quotes from the exit interviews today.
You just didn't like that he didn't shit on the refs.
Yeah, correct.
Get the I didn't flying. Like that. Shit on them.
But he also said after game seven, we got a lot of respect in the handshake line, which is like, come on, Keith.
I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, me neither. You lost. Like, come on. You expect the Quebecois Montreal Canadiens to respect the Leafs? No, sorry.
So I think they should trade Willie Nye.
God, you got to shut the fuck up, man. Please.
Oh no, but a lateral move.
There's no move you make. There's no move you make that improves your team.
Don't improve. Fucking get the same guy, just different.
Why? But why Nylander?
Because that's the only one. Like, I would say JT, but you're not trading the JT contract, and you're definitely not trading Marner.
Nylander killed it in the playoffs.
Nylander was awesome. He had one bad shift that everyone shits on, but other than that,
shitty moments. Yeah.
No, he had one shitty moment in a 5-0 game.
I had no complaints about Nylander throughout that entire series. Basically.
He looked like the most dangerous player. He and Matthews looked like the most dangerous players, I think.
There's no game in that playoffs where I looked at it and went, he didn't perform well. And he was basically point per game through the regular season. The only reason you move Nylander is if you think you can get an equivalent player with a longer contract. That's the only reason, because he only has a year left after next year. Yeah. His contract's going to expire, and as a UFA, he's going to make a shit ton of money.
Anyway,
does Matthews only have 1 year left?
Yes.
No, he has 2 years too. 2 years. So we have two seasons after this with Matthews and Nylander. And both of them are going to be UFA, which means Matthews is going to make like $13, $14 million.
Okay, Martin, I got to go.
I've just heard people talk, and it's like the Raptors. If you look at it like the Raptors looked at it, they had fucking the same shit going down.
With DeRozan.
And then...
Yeah, but it's not the NBA. You can't just bring in Kawhi.
Yeah, you're not trading a Nylander for a Kawhi.
You're losing that trade every single time. They traded
DeRozan for Kawhi. That's, okay.
That is not even equivalent, okay?
That's like giving Nylander away for McDavid.
Crosby.
Yeah.
No, I know. McDavid. You don't need Kawhi because you already have the Kawhi and fucking Matthews. You need the Gasol. You need the fucking.
All right. That's what you lose that trade every time.
Nylander is. That's what all those guys are.
Okay, lose the trade, but get someone that.
Yeah, that's a great way to build a team. Lose the trade. Lose the trade.
I agree with Martin. You need to change something. You need
to do something.
But you need to change what didn't work. And the bottom two lines were what didn't work in the playoffs.
Guess what McDavid did in game 6 and 7. That Matthews didn't do. McDavid took over 6 and 7. And Matthews didn't.
If you watched the game, he did.
Matthews kind of did. He performed. He did.
His line was dominant in the last two games.
Yeah.
They went from. They,
well, are we talking about McDavid?
Talking about dominant? I have to go.
You're talking about McDavid versus LA.
No, please, please.
LA. Martin.
Shut up. In game 3 and 4, the Matthews line was outchanced 23-4 in Tampa against the Cirelli matchup. In game 6, they played the same matchup, same lines, and they dominated the Cirelli line. That was a huge flip. The matchups were still in their favor. If that's not domination going from chances against to chances for in a game like that, and just like the puck not going in, then I don't know what to
say. And again, McDavid did it against LA.
Yeah.
The worst team in the playoffs.
But we're talking about a team.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Hasn't won in 5 years. Hasn't run.
I agree, Martin. But
there's Edmonton.
You fix what isn't working.
You got to do something. I agree.
You do have to do something. But you fix what isn't working.
You work what isn't working.
Didn't work in the playoffs? What didn't work?
Maybe everything on my list.
Maybe you need to improve goaltending. But really what you need to improve, bottom two lines. Kind of what to Luke's point is. Which is, Kerfoot, Mikheyev.
Engvall,
if you can find guys.
I think the Senators should change Shabbat because clearly something's not working in Ottawa, so they should change the only thing that is working.
We don't need to talk about that.
Okay, you know what? I have to go, so let's end this here.
I love. I just love throwing Martin's
logic. Wait, we have a couple things we gotta finish with this.
No, wait, no, we don't. Well, not with me.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
I'm done. I'm stopping.
Luke's done.
Okay. We're, there's no. What else? There's nothing else to talk about.
Write it down for next week.
Yeah.
Fine.
Thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode. We love and appreciate each listener that sticks around to the end. With that comes reminders to leave a review, press follow on those streaming platforms, and make sure to head over to Instagram to follow Talking Hockey. We're on the road to 30K and we can't wait to continue to build our audience. Luke, Eric, Ty, and Martin signing off. We'll see you all next week.